This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're out there right now and you're hungry or you're thirsty, slide by Twin Peaks, man. We're at 59 and Kirby, giving away some Twin Peaks gift cards, giving away some Visa gift cards, and watching some of this college basketball in the month of March, if you know what I'm saying, baby. There's some good ones going on, and there's no better place to be than Twin Peaks. Look, this is one of them sports bar kind of days. There's so much action, so many games going on that you need this many TVs. You need this many beautiful views, phenomenal views to keep an eye on every single game. Ron the show, usually his head's over here spinning. He's trying to watch about four or five different games at the same time.
This is what I used to get sick for,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed. Give himself pink eye so he can stay home and watch this right here. But look here, with 59 and Kirby, come on, slide through. It's a beautiful day. I can't believe the patio out there it doesn't have anybody on it right now. The patio's absolutely wide open. Come on through. If you can't get to this Twin Peaks, if you're listening, if you can hear us right now, odds are you're around the corner from a Twin Peaks. Stop through. Hit that happy hour. Top shelf bourbons, top shelf tequilas, made from scratch menu. It's all off the charts, and it's a good day to slide in there. I'm telling you, the talent's strong in there. So he's on through. They know what they're doing. They know what today is. Tyler, they schedule. They know what they did. They scheduled on this scheduling right here. We got us a couple little parlays rolling.
Parlaying. You need this
yes, indeed. Tyler's over there with the half. Well, almost.
You almost forced Tyler to have his head on the swivel.
Dump button was at the ready.
I'm telling you now, at McNeese State, we need this one. We got a little parlay going. We as in the show and the drive and all of y'all out there that want to have a free drink on the drive, we need this McNeese State to hold up right here.
48-29, baby. 8:30 left.
Yeah, man. They've had this high teen to low 20 lead for the whole game. It'd be a shame if they choked this one away. But we need that one to happen right there.
I mean, they'd have to do a lot to choke this.
Yes,
I mean,
they would.
They just need to lose by less than 7.5.
Well, for one of them, they just got to win. They got to win.
You need the outright.
This is the one game. This is the one game right here that on that old money line bet T-Mill gave me was.
No, they just hit another three.
Hell, it's over. Let's talk about these Masters. Hey, Scotty Scheffler, Texas boy. He won his second Masters last year, and for those that don't know, part of the Masters week is there's a dinner, which is served in honor of the tournament's defending champion, right? And it's attended by the individuals that have won Masters. This stems from, back in the early 50s when Ben Hogan organized a dinner for past winners. And that winner, the past winner, gets to decide what the menu looks like. And I'm going to be honest with you, Tyler. Scotty Scheffler's a Texas boy. So yeah. I got a little love for him, and I don't mean UT, which he is, but I just mean Texas in general.
Yeah.
When I saw the menu, I thought, that's a good little menu. Here's what Scotty Scheffler's put out there for this year's Masters. The appetizers. Cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. All right. The first course is Texas-style chili. The main course, wood-fired cowboy ribeye. and blackened or blackened redfish. And the dessert is a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
He stayed with them skillet cookies. That's not the first time I've seen him go with that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Ron, because I'm doing a little digging here, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm disappointed in Scotty. I said 2-time winner. I mean, we're talking about the champion's dinner at the damn Masters here, Scotty.
So what? That's my thing. Is how do you approach it in your mind? Are you approaching this to like, well, I want to put together a great meal, am I approaching this like I want to put together like what represents me?
I'm gonna give you the best I got. But before we get there, let me explain this to you. Scotty won. I said 2-time champion. He won 2 years ago. Right,
he did. He's pretty good at golf.
Hell, look what he did on that same menu: cheeseburger, sliders, firecracker, shrimp. I guess they've added an appetizer since then. He had tortilla soup instead of chili, but then he went ribeye steak and blackened redfish with the warm skillet. Like, man, this is a champion's dinner, and his ass ventured. Like, he changed his menu by one item. What are we doing here, Scotty? I mean, that must have been the year he got arrested or something. He must have been out of his mind. I don't know what's going on here. I really like the fact that he did it with the Texas flair with it, but now that I know he didn't even change much from last year, it borderline pisses me off. But now to your point, I'm going to assume that the Masters wouldn't boil about 500 pounds of crawfish and just have ice chests. And I ain't talking about these new age ice chests that keep ice cold for 14 days. I'm talking about one of them old ones with them little bumps on the top of it. You know what I'm talking about? The Moigloos.
Yeah. If you wanted it, they better do it.
Hey, 3 or 4 of them, Tyler, just chock full of them old silver bullets, man. I'm assuming that Augusta's not going to do that for me.
I bet they would.
Well, Jinx. If they would do that, that's what I'd do. I mean, that's if you told me I was going to die tomorrow, I'd say, all right, boys, let's get some cold beer and boil some bugs tonight, and I'm gonna call it up tomorrow.
I think it's kind of like the death row, like last meal. I think you really kind of have free reign, whatever the hell
free
you want, man.
Really get after it.
Well, I just
ain't telling Scotty no.
Well, I just assumed we weren't going to do the crawfish boil, so I put a little thought into this, boys. My champion, Dirty's champion's dinner. Would sound a little something like this. I'm going heavy Cajun seafood.
I could see that.
I'm going heavy Cajun seafood because we're going to eat what the hell I want to eat, Ron. I want it. I'm the damn champion.
I think that's what Scotty did 2 times in a row, but you clearly have an issue.
Well, if I did this 1 year and I was a champion the next year, we'd switch that thing up. But here's what I got. And I know some of you old heads going to love these right here now. I ain't met too many youngsters that like these, but I know a bunch of old heads, a bunch of old white folks that eat them. Fried crab fingers.
I've never heard of that in my life.
That's what the whites used to do.
With the one little claw coming out like this and the meat on the end of it and it's fried?
No, tasty.
Oh, fried crab fingers? You got to be kidding me.
I don't think I've seen that.
These are my appetizers. Fried crab fingers, old boudin lank, top-notch boudin, and some fried gator bites.
You're going in. You're getting in.
I like it.
All right, then I'm going to move on to where he had his little chili, which I'm cool with chili, but I'm going to give an option here. We're either going lobster bisque. But we're gonna go with a full blown seafood gumbo.
I really like those.
You rolling right through this. I know one dish that's gonna be on there.
Which one?
The same thing you get every time we go to
Papado's. Damn right. Hey, crawfish etouffee. Your ass is getting dark roux. We ain't getting none of that pink light stuff. We talking about crawfish etouffee now, Tyler. We ain't talking about none of that.
Oh, crawfish. I love some good etouffee, man.
Dark roux, dirty rice, and you ain't got no choice. That's what we're getting. And then on the dessert into this thing, T, I'm gonna go pecan pie with a little vanilla bluebell ice cream.
Tyler's favorite.
Oh, bluebell up there. Tyler probably snuck off, made some field trips from A&M over there to it. Isn't that pretty close?
It's funny you say that. I did make field trips, but whenever I was in like elementary or junior high, to that bluebell factory. But I was with your whole thing, your whole menu till that last part. That's the only thing I don't like.
The other one is just flat out mocha almond fudge bluebell ice cream. I don't know if I've ever had that, but that ice cream right there is to die for.
I don't like coffee.
And if I ain't serving nothing on that, it's just you. For folks that don't like coffee, you can have that pecan pie. If you like coffee,
I don't like pecan pie.
Mocha almond fudge bluebell ice cream. Ooh, I can eat a gallon of it right now. Bro.
Text line coming in sounds delicious. Go Cougs.
Unbelievable.
Clint making a brother hungry.
Yes.
Good
indeed,
grief. Hell. Who cares? So what text?
Get the hell out of here. T-Mill, what'd you think, Bob?
I was with you on all that. All that sounded pretty damn good. Yeah, I love a lot, pretty much anything Cajun cuisine, so you weren't missing with me.
All right, since I stole your thunder, what's yours?
I'm looking at T. Mills. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I thought about it a little bit in that last break. Might not be my most optimal champions menu, but this is what I came up with. Appetizer. It's definitely got to be some crispy. That's the key. They got to be crispy fried pickles and not the damn spears, not them nasty ass pickle spears fried. I want the pickle chips fried and I want them fried very well. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And then also maybe throw in some Texas cheese fries in there. Throw some cheese on top of some French fries, some bacon bits, maybe even some sour cream. Some people like some chives.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was something extra with Texas cheese fries. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of carbs and calories and deliciousness.
Right.
If I'm going with a soup, I'm with you, Clint. I'm going with a really good lobster bisque. It's got to be real creamy, real delicious on that very first bite.
Love a good lobster bisque.
Oh, it's so good.
The thing about lobster bisque, and I'll add this to mine, we're going to double meat this thing. Right, we're going to double meat this.
Oh
thing.
Yeah,
I mean a lobster bisque. I know is supposed to be a little on the thinner side. It's not supposed to be full of meat. But I've had a couple of places where it's chock full of meat. I got to have a little something. I don't need it floating, but I got to have a little something. So sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, I'm with you. That was a great note right there on the bisque. Main course for me, it's going to be a steak, Texas ribeye, whatever you want, 12, 14 ounces. Obviously, everyone at this dinner would get it cooked the way they would like. I'm going medium rare every single time, of course, the right way to cook a steak. And then I'm going to have a side of some grilled asparagus with some nice seasonings there on the asparagus. And then loaded mashed potatoes to go along with that for your main course. And then dessert, red velvet bundt cake. Simple, delicious, always a good egg.
That's like leaving half a beer at Twin Peaks before you go to work, man. A red velvet bundt cake?
A bundt cake, baby. This is his menu.
Yeah, man, I almost said cookie cake just because I'm a cookie fiend, and I just go to Great American Cookie and grab a cookie.
That would be more, I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily Texas, but that would be damn sure. I mean, I think 75 to 90% of my birthday parties I've ever been to had a cookie cake.
Oh, yeah. Mine, I'm going straight Maine, and then I got to fill in.
Let's hear it.
From the inside out. Okay. I got to fill in. I'm going, give me some good catfish.
Okay, fried catfish.
Nothing wrong with
catfish,
that.
Catfish, and I'm talking about some, and I want some good spicy tartar sauce. It's a little hot sauce.
Okay.
Especially, there's some, give me some hush puppies as well. Let me ride that thing homemade. And I'm going to do, some people ain't had this combination in households. I think I've told you about it. Give me a little catfish, some hush puppies, some spaghetti, and some coleslaw.
Yeah, that would be a great champions dinner because I don't think.
It's a combo.
Is that a two Americas thing?
It is a two Americas.
We discussed this. I just want to make sure. I can't remember the results of the poll.
And I hear Tyler rolling. Whoa. Guess so, man. There you go. Go look. I'm telling you, go look it up. Just like
it is a thing. I remember.
The little catfish spaghetti and coleslaw together. Little hush puppies, man. Woo.
What dessert are you going with?
I'm having a little fun, man. I'm not gonna go like many of y'all just thinking, oh, he's about to say peach cobbler or something. Nah, man, we do a little Dutch apple cheesecake.
Dutch apple cheesecake.
Yeah, the combination.
Ron, you'd have people skipping champions dinner.
Nah, I wouldn't. Or I'll be eating that damn cheesecake myself and enjoying it, baby. Just think about that Dutch apple with the caramel over the top with the cheesecake and oh my goodness.
Yeah, it all sounds good. The Masters is what is that? April 10, 11, somewhere in there is when they crank that thing up. They got three tournaments leading up to it. Rory McIlroy is rocking and rolling. Scheffler's making his move, obviously, and always playing great. So the Masters is shaping up to be a good one. All right, we got, by the way, text in 713-572-4610. Let us know which one of them menus you're going with right there. Which one of them dinners, champions dinners you're going with right there. I got a feeling mine's going to win that one, Ron. I got a pretty good feeling mine's going to win that one. Yours
was the most detailed. I'll give you that.
You know, I spent a little time on it. You know, it's T had a good idea, man.
That right there, man. Catfish.
Out of all the things we talked, other than my crawfish etouffee, that catfish does sound good right now. Yeah. All right, we got some parlays going on right now. Just to update everybody on that, McNeese State and Clemson, we need McNeese in that game. I need a money line Our team bet is catching 7.5, so that bet looks really good. 51-36 over Clemson. McNeese is winning over Clemson right now with a little over 6 minutes left in that ball game. On my parlay, I got BYU over VCU. BYU is up 11 at halftime, 39-28. Again, that's a money line. Then I've got Gonzaga over Georgia. Again, another money line. They're up 35-16. And the fourth leg of this money line is going to be Tennessee over Wofford in the first half. And again, that is a money line bet. So all we need is Tennessee to be up at halftime right there. That looks like it right now. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch. I'm a little worried about VCU, BYU. But right now, that looks pretty promising. And our team bet where we're gonna drink some folks, Ron.
Oh hell yeah! We're in a good spot.
We need McNeese State.
McNeese was the one that I would say I was most nervous about.
Okay, what's the other ones on there?
Missouri. They need to beat Drake by 6.5.
There you go.
And then we need Michigan to beat UC San Diego by 2.5.
That's only three, right?
Yep. What? Yep.
They're only McNeese, four. Missouri, Michigan, and who's the fourth?
And then we need
Utah State over UCLA.
Yeah, Utah State over UCLA.